Advice, exercises, anecdotes from a career in radio and TV studios. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. We've looked at the two extremes, if you like, the far-flung parameters, presentational style, the announcer style over here, conversational style over here, but also there are some other considerations for reading styles that we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Let's quickly recap on what we mentioned yesterday. There's the volume and projection, the speed of delivery, the length of the sentences, the word count, and maybe the script, punctuation and direction as well. There are, of course, many styles in between those two extremes of presentation, the announcer and the conversationality kind of style of presentation. And all of those different styles have different levels of some of those variables I've just mentioned and others as well. For example, your style may change depending on some or all of these, and there may be many more considerations as well. But bear in mind all of these slightly different factors which you can turn up and turn down, you can turn on and you can turn off, to different grades and different levels. As I mentioned before, I kind of think a bit like one of the last scenes of The Wizard of Oz, you know, where the Toto pulls back the curtain and you see the wizard there pulling handles and spinning dials and so on. All of that comes into play, if you like, when you're deciding on the style, that presentation style, how you're going to use your voice in whichever situation you happen to be, whether it be a studio, whether it be radio, whether it be live, recorded, TV, voiceover, production, DJ, news, commercial copy, e-reading, voice of God, whatever it happens to be, you're bearing in mind, as I've mentioned before, let's go through them again, the volume and projection, the speed of delivery, the length of the sentences, the word count, the script punctuation, and some more, the content of the message. Yeah, because it could be the emergency announcement, or it could be the soft sell. Also bear in mind that your voice, your presentation style, your speed of delivery, your volume, the word count and so on is going to change perhaps with the item being sold. Is the product bathroom cleaner or a luxury condo? Yeah, you can perhaps imagine in your mind's ear the different styles of presentation you'd have to sell those two different products. What about the level of reassurance being given with what it is that you're trying to explain? Are you trying to reassure people that this, I know, grass seed is going to last in your garden or yard for five seasons, and it's going to be completely green and it's going to be weed-free, that kind of reassurance? Or are you trying to reassure people about their pension plan and the longevity of their income in retirement, and that you and your company are the best ones to invest their hard-earned money with? What kind of reassurance are you giving? Bear that in mind, because that could affect your voice and presentation style as well. What about the duration of the spot, together with the length of the script? 5 words in 15 seconds or 15 words in 5? That's going to change your voice. Your voice will change whether the content is opt-in content or interrupting content. A webinar someone has chosen and paid for, or a radio ad that actually they don't want to hear and they have to endure rather than enjoy. Your presentation will change depending on what else is around the message. Do you want it to merge with the ambient messages around it, or to stand out? Is the ad before an action movie at the cinema? Is it going to engage more if it's hard-hitting or soft sell? The demographic of the audience will make a difference. Older, younger, male, female, their education, their income, and the content of the message linked in with that. Their understanding of the language in which you're speaking, arguably slower for those who have your language as their second language. There's the formality of the words used. Longer words will perhaps be used in the more formal and technical reads for, I don't know, finance, medicine, things like that. Shorter colloquialisms for a more natural read. There's the content and the context. Now, although the content may be similar, the presentation of an e-learning on the latest breast cancer care is likely to be different for medical staff than it will be for patients. A bank will likely use a different voice and a different style to target students than it might do for first-time homebuyers or small business startups. The brand and the message is another consideration. Is the message to ask someone to spend £5 or £5,000? Are you feeding their stomach or their mind? And so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. Therefore, it's impossible and unnecessary to list every single variation of style over the next few days. However, what we'll start to do tomorrow is to go through what may be some of the main attributes of a read, from emphatic and energetic announcer style to natural and emotional and conversational. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.